Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on February 12th, 2018, and this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
I am Tanonoka Wande.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about corruption in Zimbabwe.
To join our discussion, please phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077, and we will call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 mmWave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us on www.voazimbabwe.com or on www.voashona.com and on www.voandebele.com.
Thanks for joining us once again. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we are talking about corruption as a Zimbabwean businessman is accused of allegedly failing to implement projects worth millions of dollars won through a local tender system.
Businessman Wicknell Chivayo appeared before a parliamentary committee today facing allegations that a company in which he is a shareholder failed to implement projects running into millions of dollars after winning lucrative tenders.
One of the projects was to supply solar services in Gwanda, Materen South Province. Chivayo is well known for splashing cash and showing off his property.
Just how deep is corruption in Zimbabwe?
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yabakambe, mahlabe zulu lingali chona jana lapet kona, kuna ngapo ke ngamakaya, lapatina siya pila. Ye, lamta ke utaba, eskoka ngalo, ngoluga mnumza na wikena li Chivayo, uso mapisi musi. Okutuwa ke watola itenda, yoguti alunglungi se, loko kutuwa kwe solar energy, umlilo ka keti loo sebenza ilanga. So ke, kasayin zanga konoku, okumele akwenze sizokuthiwa ke i-tender board yayimnike umsebenzi wokuthi alungise khonaku okufika singathi ke $7 million kodwa ke akukhanya ukuthi kwahamba njani. So lamhlanje ke ubebizwe edala lephalamende ukuthi akhulume ngakho lokhu. Ukhulumile sibili ukuthi wakwenza sibili wathatha imali wenza lokhu lalokhu kodwa wasekusehlula phambilini. So sifuna ukuzwa ukuthi lina nxa silikhangela ngokungathembeki kwele Zimbabwe kambe abantu bame njani, abantu bayathembeka kumbe bathembeki. So kutwa ke kuyafiwa baba wande kunjalo fowethu
yayino netsa ivaduwe zaiti kanasi zvi inongwa imwe chapter in the unfolding situation that we are witnessing in the country, mm-hmm. and we are hoping that maybe we will get some more information and mm-hmm. people's views. Chaiti kapana pa nasi nyaya edu ine zvokuita nenyaya dzeuori corruption. Nasi mzina business Wicknell Chivayo aenda mberi kwe parliamentary committee achibvunzwa mifunzo pamusoro pe business rake uye zvekuti matenders kana kuti mvumo yekuita business achipuwa mari nehurumende akamawana sei. Vachivayo vabvuma havo kuti vaishandisawo vamwe vanhu maminista navamwe vanhu vane uremu mune zvamatongero enyika kuti vawane matenders iwaya. Saka toda kuti tikurukure nyaya inhasi tinzwe kuti vanhu vanofungei nezvataurwa navachivayo. Tinoziva kuti munyika medu manga mune nyaya dzakangowanda wanda dzinoita zvouro izvozvi. Tinoona kuti pana mamwe maminista akudhara ari kuendeswa kumatare namamwe mabusinessmen vari kuendeswa kumatare nenyaya imwe chete iyi. Asi hanhasi yakasiyana pakuti uyu munhu aenda kuparliamend kunobvunzwa navakuru vakuru navamiririri edu muparliament mibvunzo yose iyi yezvinhu zvose zvabvuma. Saka ndo nyaya toda kuti titaure nhasi Dube.
Ye, siyabona kuti kula vanhu vose vesitumezele imilayezo lapa avanenginengi. Sike sizwe ukuthi bathini ke ngakhona ukuke abafuna ukuthi sikubale khonapha ke emphakathini. Kodwa ngisalungisa ke ifoni yami, ifoni yami ngwande ngwazane yezomsindo kodwa ke iyasokuncono. So ke siyabona ukuthi ke kulabantu ababuyile lapha besithi bafuna ukukhuluma labo ye so okungceke okukhulunywa ke undododwa Ananias uthi ye abantu kweZimbabwe kukhanya ngazani kugcwele ukuphambana kakhulu unyazi Chiradza la uyakhuluma ukuthi hi guys I'm watching you from eBotswana kubuze kubuya ke Apostle Midden Dube lo Polat kwakuba Maphosa la bathi sibukele Dube siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi lihlale sichaza kwalapha fowethu kuhlale kunjalo kuzobuya labanye ke abathi Dube into ekhona ukuthi sicela usifonele so kulobaba lapho ukuthi simfonele khona manje sazama ukuthi sikufonele mfowethu nguWillard Sithole ukuthi imfonelani bantu yes sizanika abafuna inombolo ukwenza ukuthi bakuthinte khona ngapho singazi ukuthi sesitholile kumbe besicele ukuthi sidinge abanye abafowethu ukwenza ukuthi babuye labo lapho kuhlelo kodwa mbona zani ngasikabatholi ye nxa sesikhangela ke futhi baba sokulo umama kuthiwa nguPamela uPamela Khumalo la ukuthi ya ngiyabona ukuthi ngikhona lamba fowethu kodwa ke asikhulumeni sizwane so singabe silobane ecingweni baba wande kuthiwa silobane khonapho
tine guest pa phone pa Mr. Dube tina va Alois Chaumba muripo here va Chaumba
ndiripo zvamakadiko
aiwa tirinani chaizvo tanga takaterera tichiona mivhunzo yakachibvunzwa kuna vachivhayo tine nyaya yehuori nyaya dzecorruption muZimbabwe tichida kutsiga nenyaya yezvaitika nhasi kuda mungagona kutibatsirawo zvamunofunga nezvamavona nezvamanzwa nhasi panyaya iyi
ndatenda
kwangu
chekutanga ndangode kuzivisa teze kuti nyaya yedhoore idzi muno muZimbabwe tatekeshera uyezve tapfuya chisero zvinhu zvanga zvichiitika izvi vanhu vakangogara vachingozvitaura kuti pane nyaya dzisina kumira zvakanakanaka kamusiwa kwebasa raitwa kuzesa nekambani yavo iyoyo yavachiva iyoyo asi takashayikwa yatiyetumi chirungu yai inonzi political will kuti nyaya yacho idhikwedhikwe nayo saka nemamiriro akaita zvinhu handioni kuti pane chinhu chichashanduka kuti chigadziriswe nekuti izvozvizvi tikatasa pakauya utungamiriri huripe hoyu vanhu vakangoita kuchifidzirwa kunge zvinonzi izvo vane shungu nekuda kupedza uori asi ngoma ndiyo ndiyo
so can you put that in English as well so that we capture a lot of people in trying to, for you to explain to them what you think about this issue?
Yeah, like I said, that, you know, the issue of corruption in Zimbabwe is so endemic that it is very, very difficult, you know, to stop it because there is no political will in Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. Even the new dispensation, when it came to power, what it managed was just, you know, to scare or chase away their political, you know, opponents, but they don't have the will to, you know, to fight corruption because if you look at all those cases, you know, they just died a natural death. I don't think any of those cases are going to see, you know, the light of the day because what they wanted was just to make sure that they were very secure in their positions. There is no political will, it's just we are talking
on,
but there is no action on the ground.
So we see that Mr. Mnangagwa, who is the president of Zimbabwe, is saying that, you know, he's fighting corruption. And as far as he's concerned, he's doing exactly that. Is he going to manage to do that?
Yeah. Can you tell us, can you just give me an example of somebody who has been convicted of corruption? Those are just, you know, in a way, only they are not accompanied by any action on the ground. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of cases people have reported, but we have not seen anybody has been convicted. Why?
What's the reason?
There is no political will. Everybody knows that they've got some skeletons in the cupboard. Once they try to bring someone to court, they are also going to to open a Pandora's box. So there is these are just hot air balloons. Nothing will come out from it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Alois Chaumba, Chaumba, Anti-Corruption Trust of Southern Africa. Uthi ya, okusobala ukuthi ke nxa yena sekhangele. Ubona ngazani ke uhulumende kaMnangagwa kalakho lokho kungani intshukuntshu yokuthi abantu bebotshwe uthi ngubani osebotshiwe selokhu uhulumende lo wangena embusweni lokho ukuthi abantu babotshwa lapha nje ungani kuyalengalenga ukuthi hhayi osejele nguphi kukhanya kula muntu ovalelweyo ngodaba lolu siyabona ukuthi esanda ukungena-ke esikhundleni wayegijimisa abantu abanjengo-Ignatius Jombo kuzobuya labanye baba kunapho so khonoku ukukhanyazani uthi-ke akutshengisele ukuthi kwakule ntshukuntshu yokuthi kuliswana lokungethembeki so ke ungambuza-ke umbuzo you can go ahead and ask him another question
yes mathi mimi vachamba mathi mimi kuvuya kwakaita hurumende itsvai akumbonyatsokugutsai kuti vanogona kuchinja zvinhu maererano nenyaya dzecorruption nyaya dzeuori sei muchidaro
pakatanga kukuya hurumende chaiyo mubasa rayo tanga chiri chipatapata vanhu vazhinji vari kusunga nyaya dzeuori achizvizvizvi tada kusvika mazuva nezana rachirerini pane munhu mumwe chete akambohandizvo akabatwa nemhosva yakati 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 yeori asi kuti bedzi vari kunzi vakanemidzerwa mhosva dzeori ndiani akambopiga jeri
Do we have a caller or somebody?
Yes. Vachaomba murambe muri papo tikudzoka kwamuri iko zvino izvi. Batai makadaro. Yes. All right. Yeah. Tina mukoma admit ku South Africa ko makadiko.
Tinofara makadii.
Aiwa tiri nani edu tibatsirewo nenyaya nhasi.
Ndafara chaizvo ne nezvaaitwa nedare asi dambudziko ratinaro nderekuti tinogona kufarira inyaya dzakaita zvidziya idzi dzaitiwa but magumo achona sezvakaitaurwa nemutauro wapfuura magumo acho hatizooni munhu achiiswa mujeri vakawanda vakaiswa pamberi pedare but at the moment hatichatomboziva kuti vachadzoka rini
vamwenokuti
according to zvandangana kateerera vachivayo vachibvunzwa ndatova clearly kutoona kutoti kurume uyu une mari yaakatodya uyu and zvakaitwa through corruption exactly nokukonwa kupinda mibvunzo imwe yavanga vachibvunzwa saka zviri clear vachaguma vafungwa here kana kuti vachaitwa sei ndo zvimwe zvonetsa manje because vanhu vakaba vakatowanda inoratidza kuti vanhu vakazvironga zvinhu zvakarongwa navanhu vakawanda kuti vaze mari iyoyo
ehe hai tiri kuzvinzwa
haukamu kuti project yakapatiswa kudhara yava kuda kuitwa iko zvino panew dispensation fona longo vanga vari kupi
hauyo mubvunzo mukuru chaizvo mukuru aiwa tinotenda chaizvo nemashoko enyu dhuve ya come admit here is saying that what he's seeing in parliament and in the courts is just a beginning that has no end because we never get to understand or hear about the conclusion of all these investigations. While people are being brought before parliamentary committees or even in courts, there is no end at all. We have not heard of anyone who has been put through this whole thing, being sent to jail or anything like that. There is no question that, you know, he says that there's no doubt that money has been taken. So what are we going to do about it? That's what he wants to know. And that this whole thing was very, very, very well planned. I think his idea here is that it was well planned. Something went wrong. And all this thing of chasing other people around doesn't work because it was well planned and they are protecting each other. And he wants to know where have they all been all this time. That projects that were initiated in the old government are still being debated in this new government, and yet there are corruption cases that are sprouting everywhere around us with no end in sight.
Thank you so much, Mr. Wande. So we've got a caller on the line. I think he's Mr. Makaya. Mr. Makaya, how are you? ukona tunga ukunjani mfowethu
ngikhona ngiright yebo
baba ngicela usondele phone ni makhaya abantu bathu magaya ngani uponjile madoda sondele phone ni uthi fire 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 sondela baba
ya sengikhona kunjani manje
ha ubone nge sokuncono mfowethu so ubona njani konoko ke ungethembeki ezibabo
ah khona vele kunengi ungathembakale ezimbabo but asazi njengoba enalo hulumende okhona esithi ufuna ukuphungula ukuthi for sure uzakuphungula yini kumbe la uyenzele ukuqinisa yakhe indawo asazi kodwa asiwe nalo baba yedwa okhunywa ngaye kuningi vele akubaleki asingeke sukubale sokuqede ngokuthi okuningadala singakwazi ukuthi vele kwi-corruption sengangani ukuqondile
so kodwa nxa sikhuluma ngokungathembeki phela sikhulumi ngabantu kuphela abangobo-businessman into ezinjalo abantu nje generally kume njani nxa sesikhuluma ngokungethembeki lokho
ye yikho ngitsho ukuthi yabona ungaze uyehle from khona ngapho phezulu kuwo-parliament lokho sehla siyaphansi uzefika kuwo-ward level kuma-villages batokuthi kuningi vele okungathembakali kwabantu okwenza abanye bakhangele nje ukuthi ah sizabuthini ukuthi ekuqaleni vele kungase uzokhulume kulwana umbuso wakuqala ungakhuluma ubusaba iliso kakhulu kodwa khona kuningi kakhulu okunye sesaba lokukhuluma ukuthi okunye ku-involva izihlobo njalo njalo
hayi ke siyakuzwa kakhulu baba magaya ungathina kusasa
ye kodwa sicela baba i-committee le I don't know whether is that an independent committee kumbe injani into ezingezifuna ukucutshungula ngama-committee azimele yangamele hlangothi
le yi-parliamentary committee ngiyedalela e-parliament
ya ngiyayiza nje ukuthi but sokumele lokuyehla kusiya phansi abe khona ama-committees acubungula into zingalezo ngokuthi sifuna ukulungisa phela ikusasa elizwe ukuthi ibe right kumbe ibe ngcono
kodwa kungenziwa njani khonoku nxa udinga independent committee ngombono wakho
ya ikuthi izinto ezemthetho lani lani abanye athi ziqondisisi njalo sikhangela ukuthi mhlawumbe njeba silama-member of parliament labo bantu banibe abakhangele isigaba nezigaba yibo kade sibathembile but kade silabo kukhanya abanye babo kabathembakali but bayeza abantu ngobunene emhlabeni jikelele ukuthi kungcono kube lama-committees angamelanga uhlangothi azangena esigabeni esijajene acungule i-corruption ekhona
hayi siyabonga kakhulu ke mnumzane ungathina kusasa baba
okay ngiyabonga baba.
Yeah, thank you so much. All what he's saying is that there is lots and lots of corruption in Zimbabwe. And he says, of course, government wants to reduce it, but he can't see that coming because he says, out of a certain corrupt system, you know, there are so many leakages, including relatives, friends, everybody's in.
Yes,
so people
yes.
are eating in the same pot, and when the pot is very juicy, you know, he says there are going to be more heads into that kind of thing. But he made a proposal to say, let there be independent committees that can actually investigate some of the things.
Right,
so I don't know whether that's a good idea or not. Maybe our guest can actually go into that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dwe. Vachamba. Yebo. Munot ichine zvataurwaizvo.
Vanhu mapazi hurumende kana kuti vanhu vafanange vachiita basa rekurwisa zviripo tingati isusu tikatarisa makotsi edu pane mitemo iripo ikaitwa nemazvo inokwanisa kuti kubatsira kubvisa uori mapurisa mitemo maindependent institutions aripo iwayo asi kuti akasunga mbira dzakondo nesystem inenge iripo yachoyoyo saka haakwanisi kuita basa ravo nemazvo because tambotaura pamusoro pekuti the political will is from the top to the bottom. Kera ndopaka pano fira nyaya dzedu dzese papa nekuti havana kuva simba rakazara rekuti vaite basa ravo nemazvo. Tikatarisa kumakotsi huriko kumapurisawo hai amene zvizvi kuti zvakazobva kuroad kuti vari kuite chi.
Ndinotenda vachamba musaenda henyu musaenda henyu. What Mr. Chamba is saying here is that we have in adequate laws in the country that we have a very good we have very good laws that could easily take care of the corruption issues. But then he also says that the system is such that it stops the law from being implemented. So he gives the example that there's a lot of corruption in the courts, there's a lot of corruption in the police, and he wonders what the police are doing now since they have been stopped from asking for bribes in the roads and things like that. So he's blaming the system, but he's saying that we have adequate laws that can actually get rid of corruption, but then the system is what is at fault.
For those that have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we're talking about corruption in Zimbabwe. This comes at a time when a businessman actually appeared before a parliamentary committee today, being accused of allegedly failing to implement some projects worth millions of dollars that he won through tenders. So our guest tonight is Mr. Alois Chiumba, or Chaumba, Regional Programs Manager of the Anti-Corruption Trust of Southern Africa. If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also watch us on Facebook, that is VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. Let's see what people are saying on Facebook. There's Jerin Lovu who says, "Palenge sinto sibiluti, ngicabanga ukuthi kunengi okwenza ukuthi abantu bangethembeki kwele Zimbabwe. Lokhu yikho sibilo kusokwenza ukuthi umnotho welizwe ugcine usiba kusimo lesi esibi. So siyawubona ukuthi lamdla kuyaqhubekela phambili." Yeah, so do you have any people?
Yes, I've got quite a few interesting messages.
Yes.
This one comes from Chamu Muru. Anoti, andina hangu kunzwa chirongwa chacho. He's referring to the parliamentary committee hearing. Asikana abvuma kuti anga asina kukodzera kupiwa matenda awa. Zvichafambiswa sei. Mari yanzi inodzoka here kana kuti achapedzisa project yacho. He wants to know what's the next thing now. And then Tsitsi Masango Nyamkapa anoti, ko membero dze 21st movement dziriko here gore rino gadziriro hatisa tambonzwa nezvatso. Well, she's asking about the celebrations for the 21st movement, which is something else. And Edson Dawana anoti, uwori urumende aimbogoni zvachose, is just like network. Uri kutangira mumba mauri kubuda chaimo. So he's saying that this whole thing is emanating from inside, and the government, there's very little that the government can say about this, can do about it. The last one I have here is Neil Emmanuel Muneri. Who says that he must submit himself to Chikurubi together with the so-called expired minister without delay. So you can see that the people are very interested in this, but they just don't feel that justice will be served.
Yes, and we've got Busani Mbuso Ntini, who writes, Zimbabwe is the new Nigeria. There is corruption everywhere. Corruption is actually the order of the day. You go to government, there's corruption. You go to churches, there's corruption. You go anywhere, profits, industries, even among people, there's a lot of corruption. Uhlupho lweZimbabwe in 37 years, ikuthi sibili kube uphume icorruption yaba yiyo phezulu. Then Msunduzwa Ndlovu writes, you guys, I'm watching you from Oliver Tambo International Airport. Yes, I was a corner up of him for it. Kuzobuya labanye ke abasibhalelayo, siyabonga Leni Ndlovu la ukhona khonapha. Pamela Kumalo yaphinda njalo uthi ngibukela bafo. Yeah, lathi sikwethulela khonoko. So I guess we've got another guest. That is our second guest, and is Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya, a political and economic commentator based in Harare. Mr. Ngwenya, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. I am from Harare and Zimbabwe, but I am not really corrupt.
Oh yeah.
we are very glad to hear that.
Yeah, so
because I'm poor, so that's why I'm saying I'm not corrupt.
Very good. So you heard what was said in Parliament, and you know, juxtapose what we heard in Parliament with what Mr. Mnangagwa has been saying in the past, you know, concerning corruption. Does it make sense?
Well, it does make sense in the sense that if you are bringing in a new order of things and you are rebranding yourself and rebranding the country, it is very legitimate to condemn the previous system. It's natural. The only challenge is that he has been in the system for almost about 50 years, if you want to be generous. And you can imagine, he is not on record. The only person who was on, the only two or three people that were on record in condemning for corruption in ZANU-PF is, Jason Njuru. And I can't remember this gentleman of Masungo who said Mugabe should go. I can't quite remember
Mavaire.
And you know how they were treated, especially Mavaire. So I think ED has a legitimate electoral responsibility to condemn corruption. But I'm afraid it's a little too late and too little.
So,
vangwenya munofunga kuti todini nenyaya iyi tofamba takatarisa kupiwe zvotofamba sei?
Hapana dambudziko nderekuti vanotonga vana Mnangagwa neshamwari dzavo havanyatsoverenga bumbiro remutemo. Bumbiro remutemo rakagadzirisa Anti-Corruption Commission. Saka ma organs of justice, makote edu, mitemo yedu, yese iripo, hatitombotsvagi kuti zvinowana. Saka kungoti munhu wese anga ari muzanu, anga ari muutongi wezanu, anofungidzirwa, nokuti kufungidzira chinhu chakanaka, anofungidzirwa kuti akaita uori, ngangozviisa kumatare kuti ndauya nditongei kana pane umbowo mondisungawo. Saka ndo inonzi credibility iyoyo. Kwatiri kuenda kwakanaka, asi ngakuve nechido chokuti avo vari muutongi ngavazivise pachena pajekerere kuti kana inini ndandishanda nezanupf ndichifungidzirwa kuti ndine uori, matare aripo, mabhuku angu aripo, toona kuti uri parichena. Hapana chinoneta.
Tirozvinzwa. Handiti muchiripo musaenda, tiri kudzoka kwamuri. What he's saying here is that the president himself and those people around him do not value the constitution because he says that everything is there in the constitution to such an extent that if the president wanted to use the constitution to clean up things, he could easily do that. But him and his people are not interested in that. And he also urges that those people who were or who are in ZANU-PF who might have committed these acts of corruption should surrender themselves to say, this is what I did. And you know, and then we see how to proceed. Generally, this is my favorite part from what he said. He believes that the country is headed in the right direction, but we must always remember the constitution and make sure that we employ the law to deal with these issues. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Mr. Ngwenya. Yes.
Let's go back to Mr. Alois Chaumba. Mr. Chaumba, we remember, or maybe if we recall a little bit, recently the Zimbabwean government actually asked top government officials to declare their assets. Is this part of the way that they are fighting against corruption? Or it's just something in vain?
I think it's a good thing.
He is very interesting views here about the declaration of assets by top government officials. He says that we must be careful not to legitimize corruption because he wants to know that the things that they are declaring right now, where did they get them? We need to have a lifestyle audit to see how the income of the person from his employment and the assets that he's declaring today. He's talking about big houses with the helicopter pads on the roof and things like that. He wants to see how that money was acquired before it is being declared as part of the fight against corruption that the president
was talking about. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
So I guess we've got a caller, Mudau. Maybe that's a Shona caller. Can I talk to the caller?
Kichwa Jonathan, because there were corrupt people surrounding the president, and they were never taken to court. Whether they skipped the country or whatever, but the government Ekona took action because they knew Uchini, Namasel, and now we are talking of Uchivayo. Uchivayo is an ex-convict. How does government give someone who's an ex-convict a tender? How was he cleared in the first place? It was supposed to have been just automatic with the vele, the government in Aleo, in Ghana, it was shining out on that and the Bokasuku for corruption. If they touch a one, if they touch a lie with Chibayo. Then, on the other hand, we are looking at Chibayo's age and the way he breaks. To say in the image in Ganan. Move on, no one to 70 years, and 6 years, or say in the image in hand with Chivayo. At his age, he's had before.
Yeah.
So common sense should prevail. Being as a big thing with that, it actually makes us more angry as citizens of this country. So literally, all I'm saying is Chivayo was among the first people who were supposed to have been taken in. And not assaulted, but interrogated in a legal manner to say, how did you achieve this? How did you achieve this? It does not need a rocket scientist to say, Uchivayo is corrupt. From being a convict, suddenly being a millionaire, we have come and done. I see where maybe corrupt, but we don't use in drugs. I'm done. Thank you. Good night.
Morning, Mdawu. Sibongile mzala. Ungathi lokusasa,
okay.
Cheers, baba. So, you know, this guy, this gentleman, as you heard, he says this guy, you know, used to show off, you know, and is still showing off his kind of lifestyle. So he says, how many people that are 70 have got that kind of money that this young man has, you know? says, you know, through common sense, you can tell that there's something wrong here. So maybe siyakubabo rejoice anyway. Baba ngwenye. Nathi daba lapha sibe lutshengisela ukuthi enxe kwakutshengisela vele kulama indicators ukuthi umnumzana lapha amathenda zakhe la baba la. So akutsho ke okhunywa ngubaba umntawo lapha ukuthi ungathini ngakho.
Ya look ukuthi umuntu unothile emuntu omna ngumntwana engathi emnanyangana. Ah lokho akulandaba ngoba siyazi ukuthi Bill Gates labanye labana abaningi abesitate bazuza indlela sokwenza imali bengabantwana abancane. Kodwa udaba lukhona ngelokuthi indlela anikwa ngayo ama-contracts ivele into yakhona vele isegcekeni akudingeki ukuthi vele aye kwi-parliamentary committee ngoba kulama-members ye-board yezesa abakwanisayo ukuthi vele bahambe emakhoti bayekhuluma ukuthi imali le sasakhona simnikeze uminista ulenke wayekhona laye. So lokhu ngikudlalisa imali zama-taxpayer sokutshengisela nje ukuthi abantu abaningi abayisebenzelana le-ZANU-P F babebhilida ama-parasita or bakhanga bakhuluma ngakho besithi osukamandwandela bayenzalo kulalokhu into yakhona singathi ngesikhiwa iku-public domain akudingeka ukuthi kube le-parliamentary commission maye nje ugusonguni basebangena endleleni le-anti-corruption commission obadobha bonke ukuthi bayichasa besemacaleni imithetho ikhona ingadila lapho khonokho.
Mm-hmm. So Mr. Ngwenya says, you know, he was responding to what Mr. Mudawa was saying, that being young is not and rich is not a crime. He says you can have money, so no problem over that. But he says most people that were linked to the ruling ZANU-PF party actually devastated parastatals. So that's why Zimbabwe is finding itself in today.
Yeah.
So maybe we can go to our guest, another guest, Mr. Chaumba.
Mr. Chaumba.
Hello.
Muri kumanzwa mashoko ari kukandwa kandwa aya.
Handikuanzwa.
Ndimwe mune basa rakatarisana nenyaya dzouriri. Chimbotiudzira zvamunofunga kusvika panapa.
Ya basa riripo zvechokwadi. Ende isusu seExpert in Africa tikuita maprograms akasiyana-siyana ekuedza kudzidzisa vanhu kuti vakwanise ku to take charge of the allies against corruption. Community voluntary and corruption monitoring groups. But we have to go to the local level. Kana kumakwetu kuti vanhu vakuru vachizeza kuita chinhu chechi zveuri tikuendawo kuzvemuzvikoro nemacolleges tichifoma maclubs mayouth and corruption clubs muzvikoro nemacolleges kuti tichiita chirongwa chezvehanzi teach them young tivabate vachiri vaditi varege kunge vainetsika yekuda kuita zveuri izvizvi ndozvimwe zvezvinhu zvatiri kuitawo seboka kuti tikwanise kuti remangwana rakanaka rine vanhu vanotya kupara mhosva vanotya kuita zveuori asi kuti tishandire kuti tise Zimbabwe pamberi tedi kuti Zimbabwe first iwoyo mashure kwete ngozi funda ivo pachavo asi kufunda nyika kuti nyika ibudirire.
Saka basa ramuri kuita kuzvinezvi riri kufamba zvakanaka, munogutsikana nezviri kuitika?
Tiri kufara nazvo nekuti vabiki vari kutambira kwazvo chirongwa ichochizi nekuti ndo vari kunyanya kuafetwa nenyaya dzeuori dzidzidzi mabasa haasi kuwanikwa zviri kuitwa zvechiokomo mumacolleges pati nepati. Saka vechidiki uyezvewo mumamisha umu pane vanhu vari kutorwa minda yavo nemadzitabhuku vari kuona zvichibatsira kuti zvinopedza uori kana vachinge vakabatana pamwe chete vachiongorora kuti
Okay. Aiwa, mazvita vachaomba. Tine umwe pa phone apa tatenda Nyakatawa. Uripo here?
Ndiripo makadi baba.
Aiwa, tiripo vakuru vangu. Tibatsirewo nenyaya yedu anhasi ye.
Okay. Ini ndinoona sekuti nhau dzekorapshoni government is very serious nenyaya dzacho. Inyaya dzekungotaura dzinoda kufadza vanhu here kuti tiri kurwisa uri vachida kuti vasarirwe nevanhu kati chakunya kutarisa kuti zvipanziwa zvacho zviri kuitwa kuti uhuru hwacho hupere nezvipi hapana nao tine nyaya yawisino chivhai abvuma pamberi pedaro kuti zveshuwa ndakapiwa tenda iyi magwaro chaivo chaivo asipo uye zvisinonyatsotedzwa gwara nyaya isi yawisino ko akamupa wacho tenda iyi ari kumbonzi ari kuitwa sei wikino abvuma kuti zveshuwa ndakapiwa tenda ndichina zvinokodzera kuti ndipiwe but hapasi kutaurwa zvevanhu vakaawadza tenda yei kuna wikino pari kutaurwa zvawikino akaitiwa sei nani waniwa wari kuitwa sei because nitimenyatizimise kuti mapepa ari kubika tinongobva kuti tichadzokorodza kunyora tichizoda izvozvo ko vari kumbobudisa mapepa acho vachaitwa sei zviri kumbofamba sei vamuri kuona kuti nyaya dzeoridhi dzinongotaurwa kuti tida kurwisa ori tozodai muno muzimbabwe you cannot talk of corruption kuti tida kurwisa ori tichisiya vanhu vakaita sanaobert mbofu vachifamba vari scoty free someone almost bhoti wange yeshe and hickforce anosiyiwa hapana kana finance minister pamusoro pezvese anotomudisenda kuti hano agara anga ane mari dzake unotoona kuti nyaya dzeorizi hainyaya dzekuda kungotaura mapepa asi zvinozonyatsoitwa kana kuti anosvinda chaye hapana
aiwa mashoko enyu matsvene tinomaunzwa zvikuru Dube nyaya iyi ichanetsa chose vataomba pavapasira kutaura vanga vachitaura pamusoro pezvavari kuita ivo nesangano ravo mukubatsira kudzisa nyaya yecorruption. So he is saying that they are involved in educating youngsters about anti-corruption issues because they are the most affected. So they are working hard on that, trying to, like he says, catch them young to make sure that they, you know, when they grow up, they can shun this kind of of situation. And now, Tatenda Nyakatawa says that the government is not serious about the fight against corruption. He says that it's just show. There is, you know, there is nothing really going on because he says that there is no evidence that anything is being done. He wants to know that Chivayo comes in parliament and admits that he was not worthy of the tenders that he got. He admits that he used the influence from some politicians. We don't hear anything about all those people who facilitated this corruption. All we hear is Wikinel Chivayo, this Wikinel Chivayo, that. What about the people who made it possible for him to do or to undertake all these corrupt practices? He also wonders about Zimsek, why the kids are just being dragged around. We are not hearing anything about the people who caused this fiasco in the first place. They are trying to fix the situation to silence people, but we are not hearing about the people who actually did this whole thing, whether they've been found out or anything. So that is his concern. He also ends by saying that as long as people like Minister Obed Mpofu are running around free, all this talk about fighting corruption is not real.
So we put a disclaimer there that we are not necessarily saying that Mr. Mpofu committed any sin or he is actually corrupt. So in fact, a person has to be convicted.
Exactly.
For somebody to say he is actually having a crime.
Exactly.
So let's take a caller. I think we've got a caller on the line. Tandazani Mtinekaya Ndebele. Baba Tandazani, kunjani?
Ngiphilile baba Dubele njani?
Ngiphile kakhulu, kunjani egoli kona?
Hayi, egoli kuyabe kushisa emini kodwa bathi selisina kwezinye indawo.
Ye, akutsho ke mfoka Ndebele ukuthi wena umbono wakho sibili nxa uChivayo eyahamba kona ngale edala lepharlamente akhulume konke kona okwakwethulileyo kona ngale pho kuthiwani ngakhona?
Okokuqala Dube, corruption le eseZimbabwe ngathi isenhloko yelizwe. Bona abakhulu asebahofisini babenza i-corruption. Njalo i-corruption eZimbabwe, i-government iyaqala i-corruption. Nxa ngingathi ngikhumbula kahle kule ndaba ye-Willowvale scandal. Indaba ye-Willowvale kulapho kwamele kubotshwe khona amaminista nama-MP baxotshe umsebenzi baye emajele. Kodwa umongameli wayekhona leso sikhathi ngoba laye wayethethe uhlangothi engomunye wabo wabavikela kwazobuya okankaya iindaba zomumbu abanengi ngabala kuze ke phumilanga so mbona ukuthi corruption kumele bona phezulu ama minister yabanye bakunoma elingathi bebochiwe lo ndoda uchivayo lo njobe sekhulumile akudinga bona abantu abamnika ithenda leyo babe bababotshwayo labo ebe ngomnye wabo kodwa uma mnika bona babe babahamba phambili uwangcono mbe yena akhitshwe ngoba ukhuluma iqiniso lakhe elipheleleyo kodwa bona oba yibo bamnika yibo abantu ababe-corrupt
so kodwa ubona zani kodwa bangabagijimisa bona aba bantu nje bona ngobona kwakho sibe bangababopha
banjani
bangababopha yini bolapha bamnika itenda
khonokho ukuthi kuyavikelwana bazama ukubotshwa kathi kwesibe handi kuthiwa kule anti-corruption umsebenzi wangowana kumbe babopha laba abantu abanjengathi kuthiwa vele ngasilancedo singobani abantu abalezikhundla ukuthi bale mali baphuma kodwa-ke siyalingana kula muntu othiwa mbule mali mbulani siyafanana singamazimbabwe sonke so ilizwe lezimbabwe ukuze liqhubekele phambili abantu abakehamba abanye beke beyipika abahambe entolongweni abantu beke botshe ngoba ngiza kutshela ngaye ngabuza omunye umfana osebenze ikhampani yama-icecream leyo kuthiwa yi-dairyboard ya ungakhangela ikhampani yonke lana abantu abasebenze laphana bavele emaswingo ikhampani yonke ngathi ngibuza omunye wade hayi thina umanaja sivela la ekhaya so ukuze ungene umsebenzi la kumele uqhuba inkomo uyeshiya emzini kamaneja
ye madoda
ya ungaqhuba inkomo eyeshiya emzini kamaneja ibizo lakho selibhaliwe mzana kuthatha abantu ekhampanini uzagadi ibhasi usiza kobulawayo so yi-corruption leyana epheleleyo nxa ungalandela abantu company by company kubhekwa ukuthi lo uphuma apha ekhaya uphuma futhi umuntu usuke ekhatshana khonale ngokuthi umali makhe ongumaneja ekhampani usezongena umsebenzi kwathi komnye iminyaka ngisasebenza kuzupco kwabhubha omunye umaneja ekhampanini kwaphuma amabhasi amabili egcwele izisebenzi wonke umuntu ethi umalume omunye ethi usekuru omunye ethi ngimwana waningi kwafika ukuthi ngabantu wani ikhampani yonke
ikhampani yavalwa
iobviously umsebenzi awusahamba ekhampanini that is a big loss to the company so i-corruption ezimbabwe mbona ngathi abekebekele ukukhuluma ngomlomo bethatha i-action akusisize ukube lokho besibakele umsindo asisobantwana abenze into eziyizo uthivayo lo ngakade esisikhuluma ngokuthi abantu abamnika ithenda sebebotshiwe so thina lanxa ngabe kule mali yami ingaziwa ema-ofisini ingaziwa kupresident uchithi akunathenda enizayithola indawo zesikolo ungakhayela indawo zesikolo umntwana udinga indawo yesikolo kodwa kumele uyedmaster la athole okuyidrinki
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu
njebeleedala ukuthi beloko sikhuluma siba ngumsindo emanyuziphepheni emarejweni kungala i-action eyenziwayo mbona ade akusiza bazama uku-act babeloko bebangela abantu umsindo akubotshwa abantu
kuhlowa wafaka isikonkwane mfowethu uhlowa tshayela ugodo sibili sibonge kakhulu mgcine ekhaya
ya thina abanye bayasidanisa ngoba baeloko bekhuluma ngecorruption kodwa kungela nto abayenzayo people must be arrested into leyo suka khatshana yavelekelelwa from the word khonye uilovele kwalandela iindaba zokankayi zonke lezana kade esi-railways kuyini abantu abesenze railways angikwazi ukuthi bayebangako i-downlop kuyini amakhampani onke awile ngendaba ze-corruption
hayi suchayile mfowethu sibonge kakhulu ungadinelwa kusasa mgcine ekhaya
ya kubonga mina dube kodwa abeke bekele ukudlala ngabantu benza into eziyizo ezigondileyo kade esumnangavuse ebotswana kakabuza u-iyeni ukutade yena angali i-corruption ikhona ebotswana kodwa iyakhontroleka ungabanje botswana zi-corruption uyahamba lo kuhamba
hayi sikuzwile
bayenza sibili ispecial amapolisa abaseduze kwebhoda efrancetown babenza i-corruption kakhulu ebotswana but akwezinye indawo abantu bayesafa
hayi sikuzwile kakhulu dandazane thank you so much mza sibongele
kubonga mina Dube.
Yeah, that is Tandazane Mgcine Ekhaya. Ndebele is really bitter about what is going on. He says all this started long back. You remember the Eurogate car scandal? Then came in the May scandal. And then other kind of corrupt activities. So he says any person who's linked to Mr. Chivayo, especially those that awarded him the tender, should actually be arrested. He says, you know, this guy should be exonerated because he has actually said a lot in public. So, meaning that he is exposed to corruption. And further, I went on to say that, you know, even employment opportunities, there's a lot of corruption. He says, for you to be employed at Zupco at one stage, you needed to be coming from Maswingo or somewhere else, you know? So he says at one stage, you know, some company manager had some problems. And at the end of the day, some buses had to go to Maswingo or whatever, you know? and the company is shut down because every relative had to go for a funeral. So he says, even at schools, there's a lot of corruption. He says, for you to get a place for your kid, you need to give the headmaster a drink. In Nigeria, they call it a token of appreciation. I don't know what Mr. Chaumba will call it in Zimbabwe. So maybe talk to him and let's hear what he's going to say.
Chaumba, tadzoka kwa muri. Nasi atumbo kuregere, moto titawari na kutisu, zuno famba sesu. Muno zuona sesu atawari wanawan devele, antiti? Ndewan devele.
Yeah, devele, yes.
Ma shoka atawari wanawan devele, muno mawana sesu.
I was in Europe, oto promote kwa uenda kuna mimi mimi kwa maisha kana zanyaya kuita wananya kuita rada serego umvuanzo wa ambasada buda unze kwenyika kuti wanhu hango kangano saka muno muzibabwe kuita uri itori passport yekuti ukwanise kuona government in post
So are you saying that this has been going on for a long, long time, and they've done studies about the corruption in the country from way back when. And he says that he still has to come across somebody who has been convicted and jailed after being convicted of corruption. So he's not,
optimistic
about it.
So let's go to Mr. Ngwenya. Mr. Ngwenya, uzwile lapha ke umnumzana Ndebele. Ukhulume lokuthi ke umnanga ko lamhlanje sikhuluma kwele Botswana. So uthi njengoba kwele Botswana khona ngale, kambe ukuthi angathapha okunye yini angakubise ezimbabho ukuthi alwisana lokungethembe khona.
Kule amathuba amaningi ade silawo okuthi sifunde ukuthi umbuso welizwe izinto zenziwa kanjani eBotswana. Kodwa wakuceda umgama waceda isikhathi sonke lokhu edebisana laboKama kungela sifunda siphathayo. Kodwa iqiniso nxa usendaweni njengoBotswana lithuba lokuthi ufunde ukuthi ama-systems abo ahamba kanjani. Lokuthumezela ama-attachments, kuthumezela ama-permanent secretary, lamapolisa, ukuthi bahlale basebenzele abantu i-attachment yinto ekade vele ukwenzela ukuthi asebenzise ithuba lakhona. Ye, i-corruption ikhoma njengwesitsho ikhona nje eBotswana, kodwa kayiso institutionalized corruption. Lithuba lokuthi afunde ukuthi into sihambiswa kanjani.
So Mr. Chaumba, is it possible for Mr. Mnangagwa to get something out of the Botswana experience in terms of fighting corruption? So he's in Botswana right now, and Mr. Ndebele suggested that he should go there and he should take something out of what he will learn from Botswana. We know that he's visiting a diamond farm mine and the president himself, who's always fighting against corruption. So can it be done through some kind of quote and unquote contamination, you know?
Tinotarisira kuti zvingadaro asi sambuto vanhu vanomutaura achiti president vanga vari muhurumende kana kuti kumakura kwadarika 50 years kuti tozofunga kuti vangazoshandura kuita kwavo ainini hangu inonange zvinyerema kuti vanhu vakavatenderedza vachivavo ndo magogodi ehuri achiwaya saka zvinoita kuti vaite zvazvimweni zvanzi kuti kubayatanga hama yako nekuti takationa pavakaanawo ndakadzimutache kuti vanga havasi serious nenyaya dzekurisa uhoyo nekuti vavakavacho chavo chavo saka tinongoto hakungofambo kwavanga kwari kungoitiwo zvavo.
Well, he's not optimistic at all because he says Mnangagwa, President Mnangagwa, will not learn anything from Botswana. Mm-hmm. He also alludes to the fact that he has been up at the top there in government and the party mm-hmm. For a long, long, long time. And the people around him are just like him. So he doesn't think that President Mnangagwa can actually do anything about it. Mm-hmm. He also mentions about the choice of his cabinet ministers. And that's where he loses his hope completely as far as this is concerned. And, you know, like I said earlier, he says that he won't learn anything from Botswana.
Mm. So I'm told that we've got Kola and Kola here too, Moshangani. Moshangani, unjani?
Eh, Nkhono.
Yeah, akutsho ukuthi wena ubona njani udaba lwa Chivayo kambe ukuthi ungethembe ukugcwele kangaka.
Mina ngendlela ngibona ngayo angeke iphele because uyabona la bantu laba mabangena esihlalweni basebenza nithili bafele lapho.
Mhm.
Angithi uzokhumbula lo mfana lo ivathi ukudzana eSibhanga ngithi ukhulumile athi lo yanguye la kuzolahleka khona amabhiliyoni lo uShiwenga.
Mhm.
Manje ngikwala phela bafuze bafunisile kona ukuthi iqiniso kanjani le muntu ayikhulumileyo ukuthi iqiniso ras iqiniso. Manje i-corruption izophela kanjani uma kunjani?
Mm, so kunzima la.
Manje kunzima ngeke kuphele because uyabona ukuthi kufana na la South Africa ngiyakutshela ukuthi uJulius Malema ngiyazi akhulumile uzobona namhlanje uZuma angasafuneki ukuthi akhulumile kufana nokuthi akhulume ukuthi lo usebenzisana nelaba kaGupta la. Manje isikhathi lo yaushipanga akhuluma bafuze bafunisile semthembu because angeke uzofunisana abanye nawe uyajonja futhi uyabona ukuthi kuyafama.
Mhm.
So indaba yakhona abantu laba bahlele ihlale ngizokutshela kula ku-MDC ngibo bafuze bakhampeni banesikhathi sokukhampeni ukuthi laba bantu bayatshontshwa kufana nala eSouth Africa khona manje ama-opposition party anesikhathi sokuthi bayakhampeni bathi hey niyayibona le party le ruling party bayatshontshwa manje laba bantu balwela isihlalo abanye umuntu wakhona bamnikeza naye uthi angira ufuna ukufela lapho kanti waye bangamkhiphi ukuthi bafake abantu laba bhiliyo kanye
yabona
ukuthi angeke ethele i-corruption.
Yeah hayi sibongele kakhulu Mashonga. Yeah. So all what he's saying is that, you know, in Zimbabwe, people are fighting over positions, you know, to get to the top there in order to steal maybe. So he says that's a big problem. Instead of fighting corruption like what is happening in South Africa, you know, the opposition is always, you know, wrangling over certain issues. Like right now, we cited the issue of the Tsvangirai Saka, you know,
that the
man is sick and people are fighting over his position and some even overstay and all those kind of things. Since all that amounts to a certain degree, some kind of corruption. So maybe we can have some commentary from Ngwenya.
Mr. Ngwenya.
His last word, yeah.
Muchiripo ere.
Andiripo.
Muchidimbu dimbu. Tilipa emasho kukupet zira abzamunofunga.
Nini ndinofunga kuti vanhu vese vanhu vari muhurongo ikozvino ngavaziise in public court of judgment vaziise mazita avo kuti isusu takatenda nehurumende vamugabe asi kana muchikwati tine uori marekodzeri toda kuti tinge tichivhurira chapta itsva ndokuti tinge takananga kumberi.
You know, he suggests that all those people who have been associated with the past government should volunteer themselves, to the authorities to see if they are clean or not, and then maybe take the situation from there.
And then maybe our last...
Yes, go ahead.
Our last person is Nomakabo, who writes, "Kunzima kwela kithi kwela Zimbabwe." She's saying Zimbabwe is a very tough place to work in. So siyabonga kakhulu ke noma uthi ugqibe ngakhonoko. Sorry, we are out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening, Mr. Alois Chaumba, Regional Programs Manager of the Anti-Corruption Trust of Southern Africa, and political commentator Rejoice Ngwenya. We thank our guests, our listeners and viewers who also joined us tonight. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Tanono Kawande. I'm hoping that you stay well and we meet right here on Studio 7 Live Talk. Good night.